Goeiemôre, dit is donderdagoggend en soos ek gister ook gesê het, die heerlike herfsweer, koel in die nagte, net genoeg om naby mekaar te lê, maar hier vroegoggend, dan begin die dag lekker word. You were expensive. God's love for us is unconditional and unchanging. This is clearly seen in the words of Jesus' prayer the night before his crucifixion. It says, then the world will know that you, that's God the Father, sent me, Jesus Christ, and will understand that you love them as much as you love me. That's from John 17, verse 23. Did you catch that? God loves you as much as he loves Jesus. That's almost too much to comprehend. Scripture records that God's love is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are failless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7 and 8 says that. His love for you can never weaken or become obsolete. It is impossible, for his love for you isn't based on your behavior, but on his character of faithfulness. God's love for us is so all-encompassing that we simply cannot comprehend its scope. He sent Jesus to die for us when we were still his enemies. See Romans 5 verse 10. John the Apostle writes, for God so loved the world, that's you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3 verse 16. Why did God give Jesus? The answer is simple. To purchase us back. God gave Jesus. Our forefather Adam gave up himself and consequently all his offspring, it's including you and me, to a new Lord when he heeded Satan's words in the Garden of Eden. Adam disobeyed God and separated himself and his descendants from their Creator. But since God loved humankind so much, he wasn't willing to assign us to the same fate as Satan and his angels. God needed a creative plan to purchase our freedom. He did this by sending Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, who was fathered by the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin. Jesus was all man and all God and lived a perfect life, the only man ever to walk the earth without sin. He went to the cross and paid the price for our disobedience to God. He took our judgment so we wouldn't have to. The price of our soul is so expensive that nothing else could have bought us back besides Jesus himself. Scripture itself states, God bought you with a high price. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20. Then again it's recorded that the Father is so rich in kindness that he purchased our freedom through the blood of his Son. Ephesians 1 verse 7. No person or thing is more valuable to God than Jesus. Yet God saw our value equal to that of what he prized most. Now, here is the amazing fact. If you and I had been worth 1 cent less to God than the value of Jesus, he would not have purchased us because God would never make an unprofitable deal. God does not make bad purchases. Recall the above scripture, God bought you with a high price. A bad purchase is when you give something of more value for something of less value. In God's eyes, Jesus' value is the same as yours. Do you see how important you are to God? This is why Jesus prays in John 17 verse 23, you love them as much as you love me. That's extraordinary love. Jesus, we thank you for your wonderful love. Thank you, Lord Father, for giving up your Son for us. We know that we are expensive, and let us live like that today. We pray that in Jesus' name, amen.